86,400. It's the number of seconds in every day. But we really have to ask ourselves, how are we spending that time? Because once those seconds pass us, they're gone. They're never, ever coming back. And when we do decide what we're going to spend our time on, when we decide what's taking our time, because literally, whether we're working on a project or we're taking leisure time, we are giving our time away while we're doing that. So the question then is, are we fertilizing the crops in our garden, or are we fertilizing the weeds?
So the giant question is this: how do we, as parents, teachers, school administrators, policymakers, coaches, how do we prepare our kids for a future that doesn't yet exist, all while making them healthier, more creative, more innovative, better problem solvers, and overall successful contributors to society? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Coach Mike, and welcome to the MindFit Method Podcast.
You know, as I'm getting older, I think I'm realizing and just kind of becoming more cognizant of how fast time flies. And I remember my parents saying to me when I was a kid and I couldn't wait to grow up that, you know, well, when you get older, time goes even faster. And I just couldn't grasp that concept back then, but I absolutely can grasp it now. I mean, as I'm recording this, we just crossed the first day of spring in 2023. And the last thing I remember, we were getting ready for the holidays around December. So time is just moving so quickly. And as I'm getting older, I really want to make sure that I'm maximizing and doing everything that I can and everything that I wanted to accomplish in my life. Because let's be honest, we all have the same finish line. At some point, our lives will come to an end. So you have to make the best. You have to do everything that you can do and that you want to do in that time frame. And you're always obviously going to hit obstacles. There's always going to be things in your way that are preventing you from really getting out there and doing the things that you want to do. But even if you have that situation, you're looking at every day, 86,400 seconds. It's the same every single day. But what doesn't have to be the same is how you utilize those seconds. And I've often heard so many people say to me, you know, I really like to sleep. I spend a lot of my time sleeping, you know, in my downtime. And, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger had one of the best lines ever because he was telling people how he gets like 4 to 6 hours of sleep in an interview. And someone came back to him and said, oh, Arnold, you know, I really like 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And Arnold's response was, it's okay, that's perfectly fine. Just sleep faster, which I thought was the most hilarious response because he didn't tell the guy to sleep less. He just said sleep faster. Because again, we only have so much time in the day. And when you only have so much time in the day, if you have your work day, you have kids and you're making sure that those things are being taken care of, you have the things that you have to do around the house, whether it's making dinner, doing outside chores, whatever it is, you're then left with a finite amount of time in the day. And what are you doing with that time? Are you fertilizing the weeds, which is essentially letting all of your dreams, everything that you want to accomplish, kind of be overshadowed by things that you're just doing just to take up the time? Because again, we can't get that time back. When that time is gone, it is gone. And that's why I think it is so important for everybody to make sure that self-care is a part of your day every day. Whether it is you're eating healthy, whether it is obviously you're exercising. Remember, this is the MindFit Method podcast, so we're always going to talk about exercise. But it's still so important because although you can't increase that number of seconds, you're still going to have 86,400 seconds in a day, you can perhaps increase the number of days that you're going to have those seconds. And that comes from taking care of you. And if you have dreams, if you have things that you want to accomplish, then you have to figure out what are the steps I need to take? What are the things that I need to do to actually get to those dreams? And a huge part of it is making sure that you are consistently doing the things that you need to do on a daily basis. Not haphazardly, but consistently. Even if it's only for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes each day, if that's the time that you have and you're willing to dedicate that time to do something, it's so important. The problem we run into so often is when we're trying to accomplish whatever it is, fitness, health, new business, new project, whatever it is, we're literally waiting for those stars to align. And we just can't. We have to get over that. I am as big a culprit as this as anybody else. You always want to go out and push something and do something new, and you want to be perfect at it, but that doesn't even make any sense. You want to do something new and you want to be perfect. You're never perfect when you start new. Think about the first time we took our first steps as a baby, right? We were pretty terrible at walking. Now, maybe some of you are extraordinarily gifted and you literally went from crawling to high jumping. I don't know. But for most of us, we were pretty terrible when we first started, and that's okay, as long as we're making progress to try to get ourselves better on a daily basis. And of course, one of the things you can always do to make yourself better is understand how your body works, understand how your mind works, and understand the connection between your mind and your body. So I said before, you know, people really like to sleep, and that reduces the number of hours that they have in a day. That is true. But you need to make sure you're getting the proper amount of sleep. You can control to make sure you're not getting an over amount of sleep or more sleep than what you actually need. And I know the average person needs 6 to 8 hours of sleep, which is great. You want to make sure you're keeping your circadian rhythms in check. You want to make sure that when you don't have light on, you're getting the melatonin releases that you need, that you're really getting that deep REM sleep, because that is rejuvenating for your body, especially if you have a very difficult or stressful job, if you have a very mentally taxing day each day, or a physically taxing day. You got to get that sleep done, because that is how you're going to be able to recover and prepare yourself for the next day. But in addition to sleep, there's still so many other things that you can do. One of the big ones is making sure that the fuel that you're putting inside your body is exactly what you need. And it is so difficult today. The more and more things that I see coming out, and I'm watching mainstream media, I'm watching social media, I'm watching all these things really start to push us towards, oh, you should eat this, you should eat that. And they're pushing us away from the most basic things that we generally are supposed to eat. You know, suddenly meat has become this, like, you know, villain in our world. And we have eaten meat since the dawn of time. It is probably one of the most healthiest things that we can eat, since a huge percentage of our body is made up of muscle. It's made up of bone. It's made up of the things that, you know, obviously we're made up of. You have to make sure you're replenishing and getting the reinforcement that you need through your nutrition. So you need your sleep, you need your nutrition, but you also have to make sure that your body is optimized to actually do the things that you want to be able to do. And if you're trying on a regular basis to, you know, accomplish the things that you want to accomplish every single day, you have to be able to make sure that your brain is actually ready and primed to be able to do those things. And that's why I've been using exercise literally for mental capacity and for mental productivity, for mental focus for years now. And it makes such a difference. But you also have to understand, you know, when are your peak productivity hours? For each person, that's different. I see my oldest son, his peak productivity hours is late at night. I would be dead, you know, standing if I tried to accomplish all those things, you know, at 11, 12 o'clock at night. But he would also be dead standing if he were trying to accomplish the things that I like to accomplish between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. We're just different. Our rhythms are different, and that's fine. So you do have to understand where you fit, but how can you maximize that day? How can you use exercise to be able to, you know, get the focus, get the productivity that you need to be able to accomplish things? Because remember, even though we're getting older as adults, we can never, ever stop learning. I truly love the podcasting world, not in just doing my own podcast, but I certainly absolutely adore my time where I'm listening to others' podcasts. I love people like Andrew Huberman. I love Jay Shetty. I love Alex Hormozi. Different things in my life. Jay Shetty's great for the world of spirituality. Alex Hormozi is unbelievable in the world of business and establishing a business and growing your business. Andrew Huberman is just this amazing science guy. He's a Stanford University professor, and he's just phenomenal when he talks about how the human body works. But it's one of the ways that I'm constantly learning. I will admit I don't always have the time in a day, or at least I'm not making a priority and dedicating a time in the day when I can sit and just read. And as much as I'd like to do that, right now I'm finding that that's not a priority for me. But I can use that time while I'm doing something else to listen and to learn, because we want to make sure we are always learning. But you don't just want to learn from things on the outside. You want to make sure you're learning from things on the inside too. How does your body react? Can you work off of 6 hours sleep instead of 7 or 8? And are you still just as productive that way? Can you be okay if you're not eating snacks throughout the day, or removing, you know, highly caffeinated or highly or drinks that have a lot of sugar in them? You know, what are the things you can do to make your body perform better? I've just started doing some new supplementation, specifically in the vitamin world, even in the glucosamine world, the chondroitin world, vitamin E, a lot of different things that I'm really trying to focus on to say, all right, if I take these things for a small amount of time, do I feel better? And I'm not looking to them to like react to me like taking an Advil, or when you take an Advil and 10 minutes later, your pain suddenly goes away. I'm looking for, oh, you know, over a 30-day time frame. Am I fertilizing my crops? Am I doing something during that time frame that is actually going to make me more productive? Can I work out harder? Can I lift more? Do my joints not hurt so much? You got to be able to learn not only on the outside, but learn on the inside what is working for you. Even with exercise, I find I've really changed my approach. And, you know, I've lifted just, you know, regular strength training and bodybuilding probably since the time I was 14, 15 years old. My dad was a bodybuilder. That was just normal to me. We had weights in our house. We lifted them. You got bigger, you got stronger. It wasn't until I was in my, I guess, mid to late 30s that I kind of switched into the CrossFit world a little bit, which, you know, was a difficult thing to do, especially with a hip replacement. But did really well, liked it. And now I'm finding I've kind of created a hybrid model where sometimes I'm doing a short WOD, a lot of times multiple days a week. I'm lifting more in this traditional strength training and the bodybuilding world. But I also now love running. I can't believe this, I'm going to say this, but I adore time on a treadmill even. So as much as I love my runs outside, one of the things I'm finding is that my Achilles tendons are just taking a beating over the years, and that push off definitely bothers those tendons. However, I can run on a treadmill for 3 miles and not have any pain whatsoever, even though I'm still running, because of the way the belt transitions your weight and your force different than the ground does. But in exercising these different ways, I specifically exercise for those three purposes that I've talked about in a previous episode. I obviously exercise for my body to make it stronger, to try to just change my overall appearance, be in better shape that way. I certainly exercise for my heart in running, walking, treadmill time, doing all of those things. You know, but again, I look at them as two different things. Although running on a treadmill can, yes, open up your brain pathways and release your dopamine and things like that. You know, I'm not necessarily doing it at that point for that. I'm doing it more for cardiovascular purposes to make sure my heart stays healthy. And then you have the mind side where, you know, you're training to enhance how your brain works and how you can be more productive, be more creative, have better focus, learn easier, all of those things. And we need these things, especially as we get older. And it just goes back to, what are we spending our time on? Are we spending our time, you know, fertilizing the weeds, which are just the things that are unfortunately are going to decrease our human performance? Or are we fertilizing the crop, which, and our crop is really our productivity, our outcome? What are we actually producing on a daily basis? And it just doesn't have to be an exercise. What are we doing at work? Are we more productive at work? Are we less productive at work? Everything that we do today, we really have to dive in and kind of reflect on ourselves and say what's working and what's not. And if something's not working, what are the steps that you have to take in order to switch it around a little bit and start to get it to work? And I believe I've said this before, but I truly believe with all of the distractions and the stress and the anxiety that we deal with today, we really can't rely on our minds to get our minds out of a funk. We just can't, because what we do is when we want to get our mind out of a funk, We use our mind to try to put ourselves in a comfortable place. And guys, growth does not come during comfort. Growth comes during struggle. And although my poor family is probably so sick of me talking about them, you know, one of the most inspirational stories to me is the former retired Navy SEAL, David Goggins. Because if you've ever seen David Goggins' stuff on Instagram or on TikTok or wherever he posts, you know, he is this crazy, he's a former Navy SEAL, but he also went through Army Airborne training. He's just an unbelievable person. But he's an ultra marathon runner, meaning he runs races or ultra racer that are 100 miles, 200 plus miles long. So you're running 200 miles in a shot over a number of days, really with no sleep. It's just incredible. But people see this guy, you know, he's ripped. He's got, you know, muscles. He runs miles and miles at a time. What's crazy is that he runs at a pace, which is like a 7-minute mile pace, but he can have a completely relaxed conversation with you the entire time that he's running. It's insane. So everyone sees this guy, David Goggins, as this, you know, superhero. As a guy who's just, you know, he obviously doesn't feel pain, but that's actually not him at all. And before David Goggins became a Navy SEAL, he had already served 4 years in the Air Force. And when he got out, he started working at a job as an exterminator in restaurants, like fast food restaurants. And, you know, he was making like $7 an hour. He was just hating life. And he got home one night after a really nasty day at work where cockroaches are just crawling all over him. And he gets home and he sees a commercial on TV for how former service members can become a Navy SEAL. And it just like mesmerized him. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is my calling. This is what I need to do. But there was a catch. And the catch was this. After the time that he spent in the Air Force and while he was, you know, out, David Goggins ballooned up to a weight of about 300 pounds. And, you know, as he's going from recruiter to recruiter to recruiter to try to find someone who would reenlist him under the SEAL program, in which everyone was just telling him, dude, there's no way. You know, Navy SEALs are the most, you know, badass and toughest guys in the world. But one thing they're not is they're not weighing 300 pounds of a lot of body fat. And he finally found a recruiter who said to him, you know what, man, I'll make the recommendation for you, but you have to lose 106 pounds in 3 months. 106 pounds in 3 months. And David got, I mean, most people, myself included, would say it's not possible. You can't do that. You're talking like 36, 39 pounds a month for 3 months. It's just not possible. He took it as a challenge and a struggle, and he just ran with it. Literally, no pun intended, ran with it. And it's unbelievable what he has accomplished. He did lose the 106 pounds in 3 months. He did complete Hell Week in the training for Navy SEAL, not once, not twice, but three times. Due to injuries, he had to take it multiple times. And now he's still this guy who's out there. He's got knees that have just been destroyed, and yet he's running every single day. And now he's to a point where, since he's retired Navy SEAL, he actually jumps out of airplanes now and fights forest fires in remote areas after he parachutes in and they, you know, are shoveling the land, they're clearing trees, they're doing all these things, and he makes $12 an hour doing it. Although he's a multiple New York Times best-selling author, one of the most coveted speakers on the speaking circuit that you can get today. It's just unbelievable what he's accomplished. But everything that he's accomplished began with his body, not with his mind, because he couldn't get his mind to where it needed to be. So he took his body and put his body through the ringer to be able to get his mind where it needed to be to accomplish his goals. And although we may not be as extreme at that, if you really want it, you can be as extreme at that, but you have to use your body to get your mind out of those funks. And when you do use your time that way to focus on your body to then get your mind out of the funk, I guarantee when you prioritize those 86,400 seconds that are in a day and you make the time that you have to make to get your body in check, to push the rest of your body forward, you will absolutely be fertilizing the crops and not fertilizing the weeds. Hey everybody, real quick, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, if you would do me a huge favor, share it with someone you know, post it on your social media, I would be forever grateful. There are some amazing things coming up in the world of the MindFit Method and MindFit USA, including the all new Driven Speaking Tour that I'm gonna take on the road. And I'm so excited and I hope to see you guys out there. So stay driven, everybody, and until next time.